Support for KRVS comes from Acadian Pawn, celebrating the music and memory of Little Buck Senegal. For over 32 years, providing local musicians with a selection of musical instruments, accessories, and PA packages, as well as loans on used professional audio gear. Acadian Pawn, 1304 Moss Street, Lafayette, and at its new location at 110 Gilbo Road. The website is acadianpawn.com.
You are listening to KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
Yes, we're back, and you're listening to Zydeco Sampasale with your host, JB. Playing nothing but the best of sounds of Zydeco music you can't hear. You can't get it no other place than right here on 88.7 on a Saturday morning. Coming up would be something by Leroy Thomas, Joe Hall, JoJo Reed, and many others. Gino Delafosse, Keith Frank. You stay right where you are.
Thank you. fine time. I said it's early one Sunday morning, and I already made up my mind. I want a Zydeco at Gino. I want a party all night long.
Betty Lou, Betty Lou, that's going out for all the Betty Lou's.
met her last night around a quarter to two. It was only a dream, but it seemed so true. The dream I had about a girl.
When I woke up from this crazy old dream.
Dexter Ordway and his father, Morris Ordway. Blues de Basile. Old time, Zydeco in two-step, La La. Zydeco Joe, good morning to you. Thank you. Blues Getaway. Just stay away from me, blues. John Delaforce and Gino and the whole family.
Dreams, I see your face. Wondering who you are. At night when I go to sleep, I see your beauty in my mind. Am I crazy for wanting you? Am I crazy for needing you? Am I crazy for loving you? Or am I just going insane for you? Can you hear me? Hear me calling your name? Can you hear me? Hear me calling your name? As I walk around the town, I see your pictures everywhere I go. I can't sleep and I can't eat. I'm just consumed by your light. Am I crazy for wanting you? Am I crazy for needing you? Am I crazy for loving you? Am I just going insane for you? Can't you hear me? Hear me calling your name? Can't you hear me? Oh, can you hear me calling your name? Thank you.
dreams I see your face. I'm wondering who you are. At night when I go to sleep, I see your beauty in my mind. Am I crazy for wanting you? Am I crazy for needing you? Am I crazy for loving you? Or am I just blowing it straight for you? Can't you hear me? Hear me calling your name. Can't you hear me? Oh, can you bring it back? Hear me calling your name.
Frank, the good old days. At 26 past, we're the third segment of Zydeco Sofa Soleil. Yo, host JB, sidekick MC, right here on 88.7 FM. That's what Keith Franks is. Oh, yeah. Here we go. Hard time for the Wheaton family. Nathan Williams.
Oh, time is hard, but it's fair. Oh, time is hard, but you got to hang in there. My mother, y'all, she had a hard time.
Hang in there. my papa. He was a good old country man. Man, I miss that man. Yeah, that's why. This song is for you, papa.
That was something by Chubby Carrier, My Old Papaw. And I could remember that. Them old papaws would sit on the porch. My grandfather would sit on the porch and he'd say, Quoi?
You see, and all of them were speaking Creole.
Creole French.
That was their first language. It was my first language.
Yeah. And that's my grandfather would, you know, it's the only language that he knew, but he spoke, and I tried to talk to him in Quoi?
Yeah, he didn't understand.
No. Portaji.
Yeah. It's kind of like me and my granddaughter. We'd be talking. She's talking French. I'm talking Creole. You understand? No, Papa. I don't understand what you say. It just don't. We're not close enough in
no,
the language, I guess, for some
not.
Reason.
But when you. When
but then I explained to her what it is. She said, okay.
Yeah.
No, but this is how we say it.
Yeah.
The words are a little different. That's all.
Yeah, but, you know, when you try to explain that to the young people today, and it's just like there are two people are being buried, I think one today, maybe both of them today, but one was 94 years old, and I think it's 94, and the other was 97 years old. But you are, and as I told the young lady who called, and her mother was celebrating her, Lilia Sam, who's celebrating her 94th birthday today. Those are libraries that humans are walking around with. And sometimes we take it for granted that we should not try to pick their brains to try to remember some of the things. I would wish sometime, I regret the fact is that my father used to brew beer, and I never paid any attention to how he would do it.
It wasn't that important.
No. Mm-hmm. And I regret the fact that I did not do that. I wish I would have. Then I would have at least tried it to do something
like
that.
Just see if you could do that.
Yeah. And I know that. I acknowledge the young lady, 94 years old, in Crowley, and I played three selections for her. She wanted to hear something about Clifton Chenier. But I would love to be able to just sit down and talk to her and just have some conversation with her.
I saw Miss Mabel Chenier.
Oh, yes, yes. Good morning, Miss Mabel Chenier. I hope that you're doing well.
She and her bad daughter.
Her daughter's not bad. No, no, wait a minute.
Hold on, but I said, she treating you good? She said, I don't know.
That's what it is. Where you got it from.
Yeah.
You got it from her.
I got it from
Miss Mabel is the one who gave you that.
Yeah, but she was just kidding.
I know. They take care of her.
Oh, she takes real good care of her. Yeah. You know, but she, I mean, very mentally active.
Oh.
Very, very.
Oh, look,
yeah.
She's a beautiful
lady. And I tell you what, she reminds me so much, her son reminds me so much of her crib. You know, when he's talking, sounds so. I mean, they all sound like him.
Yeah,
you know, they all do.
But
you want to say good morning to her again.
Yeah. Good morning.
Hopefully, all is going well. And send condolences out to Tommy Ray Antoine from Oberlin. She passed away. We all knew it, Miss Tommy Ray, and she was 90. She passed away, and I want to send condolences out to Loretta, Carolyn, and Corey this morning. Her two daughters and her son, and time is everything. But you guys had her for 90 years, and I know she's going to be missed because she was a straightforward character.
That's
straightforward.
You need people like that.
If she got something on your mind, she could tell you. And if she had something on her mind, she would tell you. Oh yeah, she didn't have to cut no corners. She'd go straight at you. But she's going to really be missed in Oberlin. One of the pillars of Oberlin who passed away and doing her services today. As a matter of fact, they are doing the viewing of the body right now until 11 o'clock, and that's at St. And then they're going to bury her at St. John Cemetery in Oberlin. That's for Tommy Ray Antoine. And so give support to the family and let them know that you care, and if they need something, you can help them. So we just want to say condolences out to the family this morning. Hopefully everything is going to go with time.
But one of the ladies that's funeralized, that is Ms. Castile. Her son passed away shortly, not a year ago, but lived diagonal across the street from me. And she was 97.
From across the
street? Castile. Francis Castile.
That's, what about him?
That's his mother.
Oh, his mother passed away.
Yeah, passed away. Okay. And then Ms. Burgess, also a distant relative of mine. Ms. Burgess was married to a cousin of mine, Burgess family. And those are the pillars of our community. And we're talking about Freetown. That's where those people came from. That's where they live. They spend their lives there in Freetown.
Yeah.
And so it's just one of those things that you have to acknowledge every now and then.
Did you know Deborah Green?
No, I did not. I saw that in the obituary that there's Deborah Green, and I think she's Karen Crow?
I don't know yet. But I figured you knew because she was a Green. I said, well, John probably knows.
Daddy is. Yeah. No, I don't.
Because you're in the Green family, so I figured that you possibly knew who that was. But anyway, that's what's going on around us today. Beautiful weather we're starting to have now, so go out and enjoy the weather outside and get out and do something and get out the house. You got an opportunity because it's not really that hot outside, so that makes a big difference.
And the mosquitoes, you just got to watch those mosquitoes. Let me tell you, they'll creep up on you, and they don't, just not just one. they have gotten smart now because they say they get together in pairs. And
you go. No, you yeah, go.
Yeah. And then they say, well, let's go together. But I'm going to get him in the neck. And then and if you got wearing some short pants, I'm going to get him on the leg. So they do that together. And so, and then you fighting the one on the neck.
You're in a battle.
Yeah, you're in a battle right there. So it's one of those things. And by the way, too, Cobar called this morning. And he and his family.
His family?
Yeah.
What family? What you mean, his family?
I didn't say anything. That's what he told me this morning. Now they were having
his said, family. Who's yeah, the family?
That the one that we he doesn't want a name.
Oh, Miss Walmart.
Yeah,
Miss Walmart.
And he wanted me to play something for Budweiser Mama.
Play something Budweiser Mama.
Yeah, by Bojack. But he wanted to play this. He wanted to play Going to the Country by Bojack, but he's going out for Budweiser Mama.
Oh, Lord.
No, but they got them other people. They call them, they start with a D, I believe, the name. And he said, don't mention it.
Don't mention what?
Their name.
Well, he don't want to mention his people's name. But he's going to the thing?
What thing?
He's going to the party. Didn't you say they were having a family?
No, he said they got a little. I think he said there was a little family get together, but he said he's not. He's going to have to go there disguised.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. Anyway, let's play something by Cora Ledeh, Going to New York City. Let's go, Cora.
That man, we're fixing to leave, Lord. Tell baby, we're going to New York City. Thank you.
Corley,
yep,
New York City.
Let me. You got your flu shot?
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
You got it?
Oh yeah. Okay. I took my flu shot, and I'm safe.
You're safe. Okay. Next Saturday, October the 3rd.
Uh huh.
The annual Health and Fitness Expo 2020. Mm. You can get your free flu shots from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. And you can, this is sponsored by the 100 Black Men of Greater Lafayette. And also by the Louisiana Black Nurse Association, State Representative Vincent Pierre, Fit Vision, Walgreen also is helping with that. And this is all going to be in the parking lot over at, let me get this straight, Northgate Mall parking lot. That will be
in the back?
Yeah. Parking lot in the back.
In the backside, the fitness center is. Yeah.
Yeah. So that will be next Saturday. And also, for those of you who have not been registered voters, you can go there and do a voter registration, because every vote counts and you need everybody to be able to vote. So I know some of you may have never voted before in your life, and you had your reasons. But now there's a reason that everybody needs to vote this time around. So go and register.
Please.
And do not be ashamed to register.
No.
And don't be ashamed. And just because you don't know how to vote, they will guide you. All you need is an identification when you go there. They're going to ask you, let me see your ID. They're very nice people. Let me see your ID. You show them your ID, and they can tell you where you register. Because you walk in, it's going to probably have several tables in there for each precinct, which you need to find out. If you don't know what precinct, don't worry about it. Just go in there, the nearest one, and say, okay, this is my address. What precinct do I vote in? And they're going to tell you. You go there, they will get you your driver's license or your ID, and then they will have you sign your name, and they will show you inside of the curtain area. You go in there, and you pick who you want to vote. And if you need assistance, they will assist you. Pick who you want to vote and move the handle and back, and it will be done. And that will be a great thing. And I've seen people who were registering to vote who you would have always thought that they were registered voters, and they were not registered voters. So it's very important that people go out and register to vote. So on Saturday, if you have never registered to vote, it's a good time to go out and register to vote. It doesn't cost you anything. It's free to register, so everything will be good. So do that on October the 3rd and get your free flu shot, then turn around and get your paper. It doesn't take long to register to vote. It's not painful at all. Go out and do that, and that will be Saturday, October the 3rd. You can get your flu shot, which we all need to get flu shots.
Yeah, we do need.
Because of the coronavirus, we all need that to help protect you. Now, when you're going to get the flu shot, there's a strong possibility a week later you're going to feel like you got the flu, but you won't. You will not have the flu, so don't think that, no, man, I went and got the flu shot, now I got the coronavirus. No, you ain't got no coronavirus. That's just the vaccine at work. So do
yeah, that's
not
all
be
it
afraid.
Is. But coming back to vote, it's. We cannot overly emphasize the fact is that there are people who were humiliated, beaten, and hung, and all of that for the right to vote, to cast that one deciding vote. That's something that you need to do, and don't give me an excuse and say, "Well, I got something to do. I got to do this to do that." If things doesn't go your way, you have no reason to complain. So go and exercise your right. This is your right. If you are 18 years old, and parents, if you have a child in your house that's 18 years old, go and have them to register. It doesn't matter which party you belong to, but it's the matter of exercising that right that people who fought and died just for the mere fact is to exercise that right. It's exercising the right to vote and cast your ballot and say, this is a person I selected. If that person did not win or they lost, that doesn't matter. That does right now. But at least you exercise that. And perhaps maybe just your vote could make is the deciding point right there. So you got to make sure you go out there and cast that. Don't be humiliated by some people who would say, oh, it's not, you don't have to go. Just, you know, because, you know, this is all rigged anyway. Don't do that. Just go and vote. Just cast your ballot. That's what you got to do.
And it hasn't been that long that you had the right to vote.
No.
1965, there was the year that you had the right to vote.
That's right.
And you can vote. 18-year-old people.
Yeah, that's right.
Can vote. 18. That's right. 18. Come on now. And there's a lot of 18-year-old. Even if you're still in school, you're 18, you can vote. Get registered to vote. So there's a good opportunity this coming Saturday that you can go out to vote. And if you see people ganged up along the roads that you're driving, strong possibility of doing a voter registration or doing something to help you. Maybe giving stuff away. So go and check it out.
Just check it out. That's what you got to do.
That's only been since 1965. So please.
Well, they had the voting rights. That's when they signed the voting rights.
Right.
But you could go vote, but you were humiliated. You were not being protected. That when you would go to the poll to vote, because then some people want to beat you up, they want to humiliate you, they want to do that, even though you had the right to vote earlier before that.
Right.
But the voting rights law went into law. That's when it was signed into law. But can you imagine living in the United States of America, and you are a citizen of the United States of America, and not able to exercise the rights of like other people have? So
your one vote means so much.
Yeah.
And President Lyndon B. Johnson
was the
person who signed it. So,
that's right.
So go out and register to vote and go vote. And then figure out who's running for what.
That's right.
And then vote for them, because you see all the signs out there. And I know you pass by those signs and we pass by those signs and we just pass by them.
Yeah.
We look at them and then that's it. But we have no idea. Yeah. If they have a form, try to go to the form or watch them on AOC. And just check it out.
Make your decision for that.
Make your decision for that. Nobody can tell you who to vote for. When you go behind the curtain, vote for who you want to vote for.
That's right. And
That's our voting thing for this week.
That's right.
And then we'll be hollering about it next Saturday again. Yeah. Vote, vote, vote.
Vote, 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 vote.
Learn how to vote.
And I also, without changing the subject real quickly, those linemen. We got to acknowledge those linemen, those people, electricians, people who are out there in Lake Charles and Sulphur area who are working very hard right now. We're trying to restore the light, the electricity that you sometimes take for granted. You just walk in the house, flip the switch, and you say, now it's missing. I tell you what. And you say, it's tough.
And they've done an excellent job in Lake Charles. A lot of people have lights on.
Yeah.
So
Joy Mir just called and said that they're working over there on Lake Charles, and we want to acknowledge it. We'll be right back. Stay tuned right here on 88.7 with more Zydeco right after this.